2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
What's up, everybody? It is Josh Thomas, aka DFS Up North, here today to talk about one of the my new favorite sites. I'm so excited about the PGA product on Thrive Fantasy. I think that it's a lot of fun. I'm fired up about it, and I'm excited that at DFS Army we are really going to dive into some of this Thrive Fantasy stuff, because player props are always a ton of fun. And the contest setups here are fantastic. I mean, I tell you what, anytime that you're going to get 27% paid out, as long as there's no overlay, like it could be even higher than that. We could be looking at 50% payoffs here at Thrive Fantasy. And I'm super excited about it. Let's get into it. I want to talk about some of the player props that they have set up here, talk about how the site's set up, and get you to figure out how to, if you're not a DFS Army VIP yet, how you can sign up at Thrive Fantasy and become a DFS Army VIP for a month for free. Love it. So let's really get into it here. Again, I'm super excited. We got the Arnold Palmer Invitational this week down at Bay Hill. I'm super excited about this event. It's always a ton of fun. Hopefully we don't have as much carnage as we did last week. Last week was insane at the Honda Classic. So if you've never been to Thrive Fantasy, thrivefantasy.com, their website's super great. Download the app. The app's fantastic too. But like I said, they have all sorts of contests here. You know, we got NFL, MLB, NBA. If you're an esports guy, there's tons of that. But golf is what we are talking about today. And their main contest typically is going to be this $25 Thursday only. Right. They're going to go day by day. And I think that, you know, I'm excited about this Thursday only. Typically, this is one of their bigger ones. But I think that the Friday, Saturday and Sunday, if you guys know your DFS Army VIPs, we have a huge edge on the showdowns. We feel like we really crush those every week. So I think that this is going to be a big time bankroll booster for a lot of our members here at DFS Army, or just anybody in the public. I think that there's definitely an edge here. I'm excited about it. And maybe the most exciting thing is, so we're 39 hours out. This $25 contest, 9 entry max, but check this out right here. 0 of 90 entrants in. Talk about some, I mean, maybe it'll fill up tomorrow, but right now, like, I am hammering into this thing. I'm excited about the props. So how this works, all right, let's talk about it. So you're going to get 10 player props, all right? And each player prop is going to be worth a certain amount of points. So let's just talk about the first one here. So the first one on the board is Rory McIlroy, 69.5 total strokes. All right. So if you think that he is going to take more than 69.5 total strokes, so that essentially they're saying that he's going to shoot 300. If you think that he's going to shoot less than or more than 300, right, you take the over. So if you think he's going to shoot 200, 100, even par or over par, you take the over. That's worth 90 points. If you think he's going to shoot better than 300 par, then you're going to take the under for 110 points. All right. So you have to pick 5 of these 10. NBA is a little different. It's 20 of 10, or 10 of 20. So it's a little bit more dialed in for us here in PGA. And then you're going to get your points for the however many you get. So maximum amount of points is going to show on the bottom, and the person with the most points at the end of Thursday's contests is going to win the prizes. So we look at the prizes here. We can turn 25 into $500. Like, I'm gunning for this, right? 500, 300, 200, a top, you know, 10% finish. You're going to double your money here. But it pays all the way out to 25th. That's 27%. Yeah. It's only, you know, what, 1.4 your money, 4X your money. I'm fine with that. Right. I love this. So again, we don't have any entrants. We get the making picks here. You know, we can look at some of these other contests that they have for golf. As we load up here, what they do have is they do have some heads up, some head to head, right? So if you want to dump 2000 in here and try to win 1600, you can do that. But they got all these heads up contests, 50, you know, they got a 3-man, they got another $5. That's got 2 of 22 in. That one is not guaranteed. right? So this $25 one is guaranteed. That's going to run no matter what. That's the featured contest for the week. But these ones that are not guaranteed are going to only run if they fail. So like the $2, you know, 44, an $80 prize pool, not bad, right? So, you know, there's all sorts of different entry levels, but really the one that we're going to focus on here is this $25 PGA Thursday only. Couple of things that are key here that they put at the top that you really need to think about. Okay. Double bogeys and worse do not count as bogeys. So there's going to be some of these props that are going to talk about bogeys. You need to make sure that you are understanding that they are not going to count as a double, or that double bogey is not going to count towards that bogey. So I'm going to talk about, so here's what we're going to do. The format here today is we're going to talk about some of these props, or we're going to walk through every single one of them. I'm going to tell you where I stand, what I kind of feel like. We're going to look at, after that, we're going to look at, okay, how, now we know which ones we like, but how do we win these contests? All right. So I dug into last week, and actually the week before for that matter, and saw, okay, what was first, you know, second, third, how did these, you know, what won each day? What sort of point total do we need to look at? Because I think that's important, right? There's going to be some knockout guarantee props as we talk about them here that I think are going to be, you know, very easy. Like this one right here in the bottom, Patrick Reed, Eagles. If he has, you know, under a half an Eagle, so under an Eagle, 65 points. I think that's a lock, right? I have no, Reed's made two Eagles all year. But that being said, the under's only 65 points. So is that going to get you enough to get to that point total that you want to be at? We'll talk about that in a little bit. So we're going to break down each of these individually here. The first one being Rory McIlroy. Okay, Rory's a former winner here. 69 and a half total strokes. All right, doesn't seem crazy. When we look back at last year, the weather was a little bit cold and damp. And weather is going to play a factor here. We actually should talk about that here in a minute. But weather last year was a little bit cold and damp. And only 9% of the field shot 69 or better. When the weather was a little bit better in 2018, when Rory won, 17% of the first round scores were 69 or better. So that's still not that good, right? So, you know, we're talking about 110 for the under, 90 for the over. Average score last year was 73 in round one and 72 the year before. And just overall average score at this course is about 72. So now Rory scores better than the field at a pretty high rate. You know, I want to say that I just had it up here. His birdie rate is, or his under par rate is at like 26, 27%. Really, it's Rory, Webb, those sort of guys that really do well. And he's an elite round one scorer. He does have an AMT time tomorrow, which we're going to talk about the weather here in a second. The weather is going to play an issue, but the AM will be better, okay? I think it's possible that Rory shoots under 69 and a half tomorrow. That being said, I think that the value here is 90, is to take the over, right? Rory shoots two under. That's a pretty solid round for him. You know, the year that he won, I believe he was over par in round one. So for me, this is almost it's not even a coin flip. It's about, I think 25% of the time he's going to shoot better than 69 and a half. At least that's what the stats tell me. Okay. And 75% of the time he's going to shoot over 69 and a half. So for me, this one's not as like cut and dry as some of these other props that we're going to get to. But for me, if I'm clicking here, I am taking the over for 90 points on this prop. So I talked about the weather. So Thursday is looking like we are going to get some serious weather. If you're not a DFS junkie like me, or a surfer, right? The website that I use a lot for finding weather, is called windfinder.com. You can come in here, tells you, you know, what the wind gusts are going to be, what the air pressure is, you know, those surfers, they want to know that thing. So if we look at Thursday right here, okay, we're looking at, you know, 7 a.m. It's going to, oops, I didn't click over to that one. I better, we're looking at, you know, 7 a.m. It's going to be pretty calm all the way up until, you know, we're looking at, you know, in the afternoon, we're talking about 20 mile an hour constants, 30 mile an hour gusts, the possibility of rain. All right. About a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. That's going to play a major role in some of these props, right? So for me, anybody in the afternoon, like I'm looking at them shooting much higher scores in the morning. If you're playing full week-long DFS, then yeah, you're looking at Really trying to focus on those AM guys. GPP strategy here, and what we're playing in that $25 featured contest is, there's some props here with guys in the PM. Maybe we want to play some of those. If you're going to play nine lineups in here, you can maybe float one that has, the guys in the afternoon doing well. I think that's always a good strategy. So, but Rory's in the AM. I think he's going to play well. I think, like I said, I would put it at about 35 or 75% of the time that he shoots worse than 69 and a half. So for me, I'm playing the over here. Now, Patrick Reed. Okay. Half a eagle. So essentially we're betting that he's either going to make an eagle or not. So far this year he's made two. All right. Two eagles on the year. And one was a chip in, which essentially is lucky, right? He's got about a 2% eagle rate, both this year and last year. So what that tells me is that, again, that 2% of the time he's going to make an eagle. That's just wait. This is a sucker play at people chasing points, trying to, you might get lucky. If I get beat by that, that's fine. Guy makes 2% eagles. There was 10 eagles in round one last year. There was 20 in 2018 when I played a little bit easier. If you are going to play some of these more aggressive props, then sure. You can play the 65, but I think this is almost just a stay away from me. I'm not going to be involved. It's also a PMT time. So he's going to have the harder draw, of anything. So for me, not something that I am going to be involved in. So Brooks Koepka, 3.5 total birdies. The over is 100 points. The under is 100 points. So they're saying essentially that this is a coin flip. All right. What's going on with Brooks, man? His game is in the dumpster. He has really struggled. He's been missing cuts. He's average. So when we look at his history here, he's got two missed cuts in the last in his last two tries. So in 2019, he had two birdies in the first round, two birdies in the second round. In 2017, he averaged four birdies, but he had two birdies in the first round when he shot like 78, and he had six birdies in the second round when he came back and shot 70 and still missed the cut. I think there's issues with the knee still. Brooks is a good first round scorer. He's not his best round. He is an AMT time, which is beneficial to him. But for me, I am playing the under here all day. I love this bet. This is one of my favorite props. I am banking on Brooks just really struggling here. So for me, that's an under click on this one. Adam Scott, 11.5 total pars. These are very, very tricky bets to make, right? He's got an AMT time. The last time he played here, if I looked it up, and he averaged over his four rounds, 11.25 pars. So it's really not telling me much. He makes a lot of pars. He does make birdies. He does make bogeys. The problem is that, let's say Scott shoots, 70, 200 par, good round, right? He's almost got, he could have, let's say he has four birdies, four birdies, two bogeys, he's still going to get there with 12 pars, but you just see that margin is so thin. So these, when it's just straight pars for me on Thrive, that's a stay away, almost all day for me. It's just not something I'm necessarily going to be, interested in. Xander Schauffele, 2.5 total bogeys. Now, this is a prop that I am very excited about. So Xander is a PMT time. He is going to get the tougher draw. The field averaged 3.5 bogeys in the first round last year, and the rest of the week was a little lower, but it was still closer to three. So on average, the field was above this prop, right? So I think Xander rates out really well here. He averages about two bogeys around this season, 2.2 last year. I think that, with the wind plant coming up, he's been okay lately. He hasn't been really taking it the next level, mostly because his putter has been super wonky. I think that a return to Bermuda might help him a little here, but for me, Xander, the over 2.5 bogeys. So I'm just saying that he's going to make three bogeys in his round. He could still shoot three under, right? And still make three bogeys, right? So I am big time on this. I love the 115 points that we're getting. And it's definitely something I'm invested in. Bubba, old Bubba Watson. He's had some success here. So we're looking at 3.5 total eagles and birdies. So these are one of those combined props where we're looking at birdies and eagles. Bubba's birdie or better rate this season is at about 21%, which equals just over 3.5 birdies per round, about 3.8. Same last year. So we're looking at a pretty average score. He is a PMT time, so we're looking at that more difficult wave of golfers. And for me, I'm gonna take the points here. I'm gonna take those 10 points. I'm gonna hit the under and hope that I come out with a little bit ahead with some of my points here again, because it doesn't seem like much, right? 10 points, but those 10 points are gonna be huge when it comes down to it here, and we'll look at it in a second. Justin Rose, 12 and a half total pars and bogeys. Okay, so this is different than just pars. Now we're talking about bogeys too. So essentially, we're saying that Rose has to make 5 birdies or eagles. I don't know about you, but if anybody's been watching Justin Rose in the last couple weeks, there's no way he's making 5 eagles. This prop is really based on 2018 when he was very good here. He finished third, right? So in 2018, when he finished third, he had like 6 birdies in a round, 4 and 4. That's not what the type of Justin Rose that we're seeing, particularly since he flipped to those Honma irons and since he starts wearing these awful clothes. So I swear that's good for at least a birdie around. You look good, feel good, play good. So I am locking in this over. I love it. So, you know, I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to make less than 5 birdies. This is my lock play of the week, which we'll talk about at the end. I am all in on Justin Rose over 12 and a half birdies here. So, next up, Philly Cheesesteak. So I don't know if anybody remembers last year at this event, Phil was on the struggle bus. Played great in the first round. He shot 68. Came out in the second round and shot 78 to miss the cut. Particularly, I can't remember if it was 15 or 16, but he hit it into somebody's backyard. And then got into, it was just on the other side of a temporary fence. Phil being Phil thought, oh, I can clear this fence and get it out there. And what happens? Phil hits it into the fence. It gets completely wrapped into the fence because it's one of those felt temporary fences. And Phil ends up making like a 9 on the hole, missing the cut. So he's done pretty well here at times. I think that 70 and a half seems a little low for him, especially given that he's going to be off in the afternoon tomorrow. It's risky, but I do like the over on this bet. So I think he's going to not shoot 2 under. I think he's going to be worse than that. So I do like that for that tee time. Ricky Fowler. You got to give Ricky a small boost here just because how close he was to Arnie Palmer, and he's played well here in the past, but 4.5 total birdies seems like a lot for old Ricardo. He's got a PMT time. His form has been just awful. Missed the cut again last week. He's averaging just over 4 birdies around. So there is a play here, but yeah, the under all day for me. I don't think he's going to make 4.5 birdies per round. Definitely. You know, something that I just don't think. Now, that being said, if he does and he dominates, then we're looking at 125 points for the over. That is going to put you in a very good position. So if you're making 9 lineups, I think this is one of those props that you might want to get a little bit of each side of it just to kind of hedge yourself. And finally, my boy Decky, I love this guy. There's just no chance that Decky's going to make 68.5, or he's going to shoot under 68.5. He's got an afternoon tee time. In his last 12 rounds at this event, he's broken 70 once, and it was in round 2 of 2017. That is so long ago. So for me, it's just not going to be a play that I'm going to make on the under. I think the over for 80 points is great. So let's talk a little bit about some, we said, you know, kind of have an idea of what props we like, but how do we how do they score? So I'm gonna pop this up here. So this is the winning scores last week at the Honda Classic. Thursday, 475 points. All right. Friday, 500 points. Saturday, 470. Sunday, 495. So we're talking about, typically we're looking to get over that 470 threshold. So let's go back to Thrive. Let's see what that looks like when we are building. So like I said, I think that Justin Rose, that over is my lock play of the week. I'm gonna avoid Adam Scott. I really like Xander here. I like Brooks on the under. I like Rory on the over, and I like Patrick Reed on the under. Okay, so that does get me to this 470 point threshold. Now, the one really cool thing about Thrive is that the in case of emergency prop. All right, so let's say that Xander gets the flu, drops out. What they make you do is make another pick. So I'm going to take the under on Eagles and birdies for Bubba here. And now he's my ice pick. So if Xander ends up, you know, biting the dust or hurting his arm or getting in a car wreck on the, God forbid, on the way to the course, I do have a guy lined up in the back that I can just fill in. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to late swap. I don't have to do anything. That ice pick just automatically goes in, which is awesome. I wish more sites did this. It's such an easy thing to put in, and we don't have to deal with this WD drama. You don't have to get up at 6 a.m. Central Time or 5 a.m. Central Time and check your lineups and check Twitter and PGA Tour comms and make sure that somebody's not WD'd overnight while you were sleeping. So I do love the ice pick. So that gets me to 470. All right, I'm going to clear these picks here. And let's see, I'm going to try to make, let's try to get to 500. All right, so, you know, we want to look at a lot of these 100 pointers, right? So under, I got the over on this one. I'm going to take the under on Bubba. That'll get me there. The over on Justin Rose. Okay, so I'm at 420. So I need like an 80. So I could easily jump in with Decky here at that 80. That gets me to 500, right? That's really, I mean, I think an excellent score. If I wanted to get a little bit more risky, I could take Phil over. That gets me to 520. Like, all five of those hits, you're winning this contest, right? You're absolutely winning this contest. So I really just love the strategy involved in looking at like these props and the over and unders. I've been digging into this the last couple of days, and it's been awesome. I'm super excited. And like I said, I think that this Thursday contest is great, but I think that especially if you're a DFS Army VIP, we crush round two, specifically round three for Showdown. Every single week, we got guys winning life-changing money on these Showdown contests. And if we can get over here where there's going to be overlay, like, I'm all in, boys. Like, I love this. So definitely check out this Thrive Fantasy. If you're not a member yet, what you can do, all right, is I'm going to pull it up here in a second. So dfsarmy.com. What we have is a free offer. All right. So if you stop sharing that, if you go over and sign up at Thrive Fantasy, okay, and you use the code DFS Army and make a deposit of at least $20, all right, you make that deposit of $20, what's going to happen is you're going to take your welcome email from the site that you signed up, and you're going to email it to Geek, all right? So that's fffootballgeek@gmail.com, right? And let us know your username on the site that you signed up for, okay? Once you get that deposit confirmation, you forward that too. Okay. You do those two things. Boom. You are in for a month of DFS Army. All right. That gets you all the way through April. So that gets you the players. That gets you the WGC match play, which I'm excited about. Right. We had a great year last year at that. So this is like, and not only that, like, we are a site, a DFS Army, where you get everything for the price of one. So you scroll down here a little bit. Oh, you look at Bobby Wow winning a million. Guess what? He's on staff now talking to guys about his GPP strategy. You get all of our notes, every single slate. Like, we are killing it. Okay. You're a DFS Army VIP. You're already a member here. You do the same thing. Use code DFS Army. Sign up over there. We'll get you a free month at the sports book. And guess what's coming up? March Madness. I used Fight On's March Madness model last year to smoke the competition in my brackets, right? Like, I've never watched I'm a hockey guy. I'm a golf guy. I've never watched a college basketball game in my life. Crushed it last year. Sportsbook, my bankroll during March Madness last year, smashed, right? So this is exactly the time to get signed up over at DFS Army. I'm so excited about some of the stuff going on over there. So, again, Thrive Fantasy, like, guys, like, this contest, like, I mean, it needs to fill, right? We need to get some people in there. I mean, nobody sign up. Like, I want all the money for myself. I'm putting my 9 in. I'm going to bankroll this thing. You guys can sign up tomorrow. Do that. Nah, this, and the guys at Thrive are awesome. Like I love the contests. We're killing it for basketball over there too. So, again, I hope that this helps you decipher some of the Thrive props. Within our DFS Army coaching channels, I'll be talking about the props for each night, even when I go along and do my showdown notes. So again, please sign up, use that DFS Army, that DFS Army site, and you get that free month. Super excited about it. If you guys have any questions, you can always find me in DFS Army in the coaching channels. You can hit me up on Twitter at DFS Up North. If you have any questions at all, hit me up, and have a great week, guys. Let's kill it at the Arnold Palmer. Thanks.